This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With just days until the election, President Donald Trump and his challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, concentrated their efforts on the state of Florida Thursday. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Florida is always close, and Biden knows the president all but must win there to earn another term.
If Florida goes blue, it's over.
The president was on the state's west coast hours before Biden also ventured to the Tampa area.
We're doing incredibly in Florida. We're doing incredibly all over.
More than 73 million Americans have already voted, and both men are trying to energize the millions more who will turn out Tuesday. The president was to have a second rally today in another southern battleground, North Carolina, which was postponed until next week due to strong winds. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Zeta continued to barrel across the southeastern United States on Thursday, bringing high winds and heavy rains to several states. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Zeta reached land as a Category 2 hurricane in Louisiana.
A lot of winds, a lot of locked down to a bunch of trees.
Keith Forrest lives in one of the more than 2 million homes without power. Gene Galluri is preparing for the long haul.
I have no light. I don't know how long I'll be without power. I'm hopeful that my generator gets fixed.
Zeta didn't weaken much as it moved into Georgia.
We have an 80-year-old pecan tree in my neighbor's yard that came down at 4 a.m.
David Griffin in Atlanta wasn't as close to that tree as another member of the family.
And my little boy screamed in his bedroom that the tree hit.
The most damage appears to be on the barrier island of Grand Isle in Louisiana, where Zeta punched 3 breaches and a levee. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the